time to stand on stage and talk. So since I joined Trinity Vineyard, I've been having a life of growth. Every single time I step into something, God has never left me alone. And so this time, I'm taking this opportunity to share what the Lord has been doing in my life. And so as I was preparing my talk, so I got this call 3 weeks ago, and honestly, I felt like giving up every single time I could come back and realize, oh, George, you're the one speaking. And most of you know me as a man of short words. I don't talk too much. But today, I want to try out a different venture and step into boldness. And I hope this is going to invite those of you who feel like you want to step into boldness and you still feel like you're not able to do it. So this can be an encouragement to you. So as I was writing my talk, I was thinking of different topics on what to talk about, but I stumbled upon the wisdom of God and seeing God for who he really is, even in our mess. So God's wisdom is deposited in normal individuals. I mean, everyday people. We are everyday people who want to make a difference. We want to live a life that testifies. We are trying so hard to be better people. And when we started the series of Unmess, we realized that every time we say that no one is perfect, then we are acknowledging that there is a perfect. And we become aware of our mess and all our shortcomings. So we see Paul, one of the apostles, or rather we can call him Edgar's favorite because he likes using Paul so much. So Paul emphasizes in Romans 16, 25 to 27, he speaks about the way of being human is to live for God's glory. The way of being human is to live for God's glory. And he models this at the end of Romans 16, verse 27, and says, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. So notice this. If we want to receive the wisdom of God, then we have to go through Jesus, because he's the only way, the truth, and the life. So Paul's response to the wisdom of God is to glorify him forever through Jesus Christ. And also, I came across this. The glory of God is a human being fully alive. The glory of God is me being fully alive. It's you being fully alive. And so today, I'm going to be fully alive because I know God has got me. And my main aim of this message is to open a window in our minds to the infinite expanses of God. Seeing God for who he really is. A God who has no limits or boundaries in time, space, extent, or magnitude. And we can only get closer to God than our concept will allow. If my concept of God is, if I think that God is not sufficient to me, then that is my concept of God. And I cannot get to experience his glory if that is the way I see God to be. So the main focus of today is seeing God for who he really is. And the goal is to display his wisdom for us to see it clearly. Let's pray. Our dear and everlasting Father, this morning we come before you with thanks and praise for your calling us into boldness. And this morning we are asking you to just open up our minds to receive your wisdom. Open up our minds to understand who you really are. And we thank you for what you're doing in each individual. May you keep on doing that. We ask for more of your peace, more of your love, and more of your knowledge. Amen. So, one major attribute of God is his wisdom. And we see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, which says, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and his weakness is stronger than that of human strength. Not that there is any degree of foolishness in God, nor any amount of weakness in God, but this is what the apostles meant, that it's what human beings, mere human beings, understand. And because our minds are limited, we cannot go beyond just being human unless we receive God. Then we can see him for who he really is. And sometimes you might find, as humans, we can argue, why did Christ die for us? I mean, who would do that? Dying for lots and lots of people who maybe even doesn't care about you. And until we understand why he did it, then we are going to see him for who he really is. And this is one thing that encourages me, that God makes no mistake. He is a father who truly knows best. So in every single thing, in every single story we've read in the Bible, God had ordained it. But until we understand and see God for who he really is, then we cannot be able to see God, to see God's wisdom clearly. So this morning, church, I'm inviting you to see God's wisdom clearly. And once we get to understand him, then we'll get to a place of admiration. I believe all of us, we've had our mentors in one way or another. Let me use my example. I used to look up to someone until I got disappointed along the way, because we tend to look at someone and expect them to be perfect, yet they're just mere human beings. And so when you have a mentor, you really pursue that person to understand who he really is. You pursue that person to actually copy some of the traits that he has so that you may have it. And so this is an invitation for us to also do the same with God. Trust and try and pursue God for who he really is. It brings us to a place of admiring him more intensely. But unless we pursue him for who he is, then we cannot admire him in any way. But there is joy in knowing him if we seek. There is joy in knowing God if we seek. So wisdom, according to King Solomon, is gained from God. And he says this in Proverbs 2, verse 6. For the wisdom one receives from God, he will be able to find success and happiness in life. This is all we are after. We are after happiness and success in life. But unless we trust in he who gives it, then we're not going to receive. So we will only receive if we trust firmly in God and not in riches. If we trust firmly in God and not in any other thing, because he's the ultimate goal in our lives. So wisdom is the ultimate prize we get when we seek. So we seek God in order to get his wisdom. For us to understand God, then we need to seek him. But the only way to seek God is through Jesus Christ. Accepting that he is your savior and believing that he died for you, that's the only way we can accept and we can receive wisdom from God. So church, as we unlock the key of gaining wisdom in our walk with Christ, we also need to obey him. And sometimes obedience can make us partially deaf. And sometimes I call it passive listening or passive hearing, because God will be saying something to us, yet we choose to do something else. God is speaking to us and telling us, okay, step into this, but we choose to step into something else because we are afraid of stepping into boldness. And God is asking us to obey him consistently. He's asking us to obey him consistently. So unless we see his wisdom clearly and admire him intensely and trust him firmly and obey him consistently, then we cannot get to a point of seeing God for who he really is. So trust not in your abilities, trust not in your finances, your wealth. This is never enough. But trusting in God is enough. Trusting in God is enough. So unless we see his wisdom clearly, admire him intensely, and trust him firmly, and obey him consistently, then with every pages that turn, we will be able to see the fullness and the wholeness of God. So I like listening to some of the musicians because I get inspiration from music. And there are these two people I really love so much. He's called Brandon Heath, and he's been singing a lot of songs, contemporary and Christian, but there's this song that always caught my attention. It says, "Give me your eyes," and I believe most of us have heard of it. So give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep on missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten, the ones who are far beyond my reach. Give me your love for the ones forgotten. Give me your love so that I can see. Church, this morning, I'm encouraging us to seek God. Seek him for his wisdom, because wisdom is the ultimate prize we get when we seek. And so, because I like music, I'm going to do one song sung by Morgan Harper. I hope it will bless you. Just give me 1 second. And as I do this song, once I'm done, I would like us to repeat the chorus. And just meditate on the chorus, because the chorus is saying that all the mountains I've climbed, all the valleys I've fell, you are there all along. And that's the story I will tell. You've brought the pieces together. You've made me a storyteller. And now I know it is well.
where I climb. The valley is where I fail. You are there all along. That's the story I'll tell. You brought the pieces together, made me a storyteller. Now I know it is where, it is where. That's the story I'll see.